Hi. Hi everyone, thank you for attending. So we're going to talk about BPF again. So many of you probably know that we can somewhat trace many things on Linux with BPF. I want to talk about how to try and understand what may go wrong with those BPF programs themselves. So not trying to try something else, but just the BPF programs. So I'm Quentin. I've been working with BPF for the last 4 years or so. First in a company called Sixwind doing software